boys and girls, moms and dads, children of all ages. Yes, it's time for another Radio Fisher. Who would have ever guessed? Yes. And because there is no set time yet, we are really diligently working on getting my schedule to where we can have a set time and place. But we have special guest stars in the chair, because obviously it's Fish and Frank in the chair here. And I'm going to let everybody introduce themselves. They're from the Englewood Fishing Club. I was just talking about you guys this morning with somebody. You guys got a nice reputation. And let's see. All right, Frank, quit playing guitar so I can talk. All right, jeez. I hate it when I just keep playing, and I don't know why I won't stop. Okay, I'll let you guys introduce yourselves.
Okay, I'm Jim Thompson. I'm with the Englewood Fishing Club and on the membership and the communications committees.
Okay. And Cappy LaBarbera, and I'm on the fishing committee.
Right. And oh, the crowd loves you guys. Isn't it amazing, the studio audience we have out here?
Cheer.
Yeah, they like you guys. I mean, that's just great. Okay. All right, everybody, settle down out there. Settle down. All right, here we go. Okay, well, I think the first thing to go over is, what is the Englewood Fishing Club?
Okay, the Englewood Fishing Club is a group that's designed to promote the fishing activity in Charlotte County primarily, but it's to encourage people to learn about Florida fishing, especially a lot of members are out of state or part-time residents, and they come here, and that's a good way to get with other members and learn what's here, how to fish here. We have the captains come in, various captains from the area come in and speak to us. We meet on the second Thursday of every month at the Lemon Bay park.
Yeah, Lemon Bay Park out there. It's all the way at the end of Dearborn.
Yes.
Yeah. And I have it listed as a place to go wade fishing or fishing, because what I like about going out there, I always try and get there when we're talking. I get there a little early, and because we'll park, and then we walk down by the water, and we check out all the little different access points that you have there. So really, you could go out there with your rod before the meeting, walk down to the water, make a few casts, because it's really pretty out there.
Yes.
I went to one, that there's a little pier off to the left of the building down there, where it's just kind of a little dock thing.
Off from the pavilion, yes.
Yeah, down and off to the left.
Yes.
Off to the right, you can walk right down to the water. It's like a little beach area
right
there.
Or down some trails there,
yeah.
Yes.
And so it's really nice out there. I mean, that Lemon Bay Park is beautiful. From here, I just go out, hit 776, and I stay on that until I get into Englewood, make a left on Dearborn, and just follow that around, and when it ends, you just go off to the right, and you'll see the signs.
That's right. There's signs that go from Limit to, it's about two blocks off of Old Englewood Road, actually, but it's right there. Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so what brought you into, you ever had the gaseous material in your intestine bubble up, kind of get caught in your spinal column and just bubble right into your brain so nothing works? What's your first name again? I'm sorry.
First name is Cappy, C-A-P-P-Y.
Okay. Cappy. What got you started in the Englewood Fishing Club? How did you get involved in that?
Well, I was a heavy fisherman up north. I fished for salmon out of Lake Ontario for 25 years. Moved down here, and it's a completely different type of fishing. You got to learn fishing all over again.
Oh yeah, from salmon fishing to this is that's kind of a stretch.
Right.
How long have you been down?
I've been coming down here since the mid '70s. Mother and father moved down. I moved down here 10 years ago. Got involved with the fishing club about 6 years ago. Bought a boat down in Key West. I have a 25-foot Parker. Found out you need two boats down here. You need one for outside and one for inside.
Oh, yeah. You know, and the hardest thing to do is, at least you guys are real close to outside. Somebody buys up here in Port Charlotte, Punta Gorda, and they come in and they say, yeah, I just bought this 30-foot cabin, or, you know, cuddy cabin. And I'm like, oh, man, you're going to love that for the first year, but after that, it's going to get a lot. Yeah, right. At least in Englewood, you're kind of right there. I mean, you got a little bit, and boom, right out in the Gulf.
Yep.
Right. And so the inside boat's the secondary issue.
Yeah.
But here, the inside boat's kind of our first issue. Yeah. And then you get your Gulf boat as a secondary. But we're 20, from the store out Boca Raton Pass and back to the store here, that's 25 miles by water.
That's right.
Yeah. That's a long run.
Hey, we're fishing within 5 to 10 minutes.
Right.
That's either place.
I keep my boat at Stump Pass, so it works out very easily.
I like Stump Pass.
Nice people out there. They're great people. Especially Doug took it over now. It's a completely different place.
Yeah, it was a little iffy for a while. I won't lie. It was a little iffy.
It was.
But the
the ones and now the new people out there, they all seem real nice. They do have a bait shop right there on the water if you're on the intercoastal, so you can get your bait and all that kind of stuff there. Of course, you can buy your tackle from Frank, but I mean, you know,
of course. But, fresh baits right
but,
there.
But you get your live bait. And I think they got some lures and other stuff there. Yeah. I haven't been in the new store. I've met some of the people working there. They're really nice. They've been in here. They're actually customers of mine that are working there now.
They're so definitely not nice a boutique people. Like here.
their tackle is limited type of thing, but for fuel.
Oh, yeah, they got fuel.
Maintenance on the Yamaha is great.
I got to tell you, the one thing I always do is I go out there anytime I'm running angle, whatever, I got a little time to spare, I go out, I buy a dozen shrimp or two dozen shrimp, and then I stand there and throw them in the water.
watch the fish
blow up on them. I mean, if you have not been out there to Englewood and you're just sitting around bored for a day, go out there, go down to the Stump Pass Marina, spend $5 and buy whatever shrimp you can get, and then just stand there with your little bucket, throw them in the water at your feet, and watch what happens.
Yeah, that's right.
There's some big snook in there.
Oh, it's amazing to watch.
Monsters,
I love that.
Yes.
But getting back to Englewood Fishing Club, your first name again?
Jim,
I'm sorry. You know, I'm telling you, between the diabetes, the radiation treatments, and all the rest of this stuff, and now they got me on this new drug, I mean, I'm lost. But what got you into the Englewood Fishing Club?
Well, 2009, I saw the ad in the paper and decided to go and see what it was about. I was been coming down here for 50 years, but I went to Minnesota Key. My in-laws were there. I walked out the front door and went fishing in the Gulf. Walked out the back door and went fishing in the intercoastal. Wow. So I didn't have to go anywhere.
That's
so,
life.
But when I moved down here myself, then I said, okay, now I've got to do something. So I've always loved to fish. You know, toyed with it down here. My father-in-law wasn't a fisherman, and the Englewood Fishing Club just fit the need of giving me information, giving me other people to fish with.
There's it's great people out there. There's a couple of the fishing clubs that are well-run, well-organized, and have some really nice membership, and the Englewood Fishing Club is definitely in that group. So I'm on your side. I've told several people that live in Englewood. We have a lot of people that drive over here from Englewood to get their stuff. Yeah. And we try and, if once we hear they're from Englewood, are you in the Englewood Fishing Club? No. Well, you got to go check it out. Because you don't have to be a member to attend a meeting.
No.
You can come in, check it out, see if you like it. You know, you can look for these guys right there. Just go in and say, where's Jim and, you know, Cappy? And
that's right.
They'll get you all squared away.
That's right.
But I've done that. Oh, I bet you I've gotten you 8 members here in the last year or so because of people. Yeah. And every one of them's thanked me for it.
We're at the highest membership level we've ever been. And it keeps growing. And then part of it is because we have good programs and people coming as visitors and decide, hey, it's a good program.
And most of it's all good. And then you got me showing up. That really drops the average there. I mean, you were doing so well. You have all these captains and all this. And then Fish and Frank shows up. Yeah, it's like, nothing's perfect. You got to keep it in mind. It's just the way life goes.
We have to admit the Fish and Frank is good. And we do have the Spring Fish and Franks Tournament. Appreciation Tournament. Because we do have a good working relationship with you and with the captains that work out of
We try. We enjoy the fishing clubs. There are a lot of nice people. Go into one step. You had some stuff that you wanted to talk about. What did you want to talk about?
Well,
if you're waiting for me to shut up, it's going to be forever.
We'll let Cappy talk about fishing.
One of the things we do, Frank, is we have fishing derbies 10 months out of the year. All right?
Okay.
And we do, we change the way we do it. We used to have it just like offshore or whatever. Now we're doing it in 3 different categories. We're doing it onshore, inshore, and offshore. And then we have different categories, heaviest fish, have a little prizes at the end. Of course, you know, we have your tournament during the year. And of course, we appreciate everything you do for the club because you're a phenomenal guy. That's worked out very well. And like, fishing is a passion type of thing with us. We try to get the younger people involved. We get the families involved. We've been working with Big Brothers, Big Sisters. We do that every year. We've had, 35, 40 kids down there with their supporting people. The state gives us 40, 50 rods. We hand them out to the kids. Anything else, we do Labor Day. We do the what's it, that cardboard boat race type
cardboard
of thing?
Cardboard race with the Englewood, the Pioneer Days.
Right, Pioneer Days. The last 2 years, we won that one in our division. That was worked.
I can see you guys in glued up cardboard boats. Now, not to be rude about it, but I mean, I've met you guys. I know you guys. For some reason or other, the only thing I want to know is, do you do the hats to match?
No.
You build a boat and make matching hats.
The 10-year-olds have a great, but we couldn't get in that boat either. But we do that.
We've been fortunate. The boat is 9 years old now. Still using the same boat.
Still using the same boat.
Now it has a lot more layers of paint and tape.
Yeah, duct tape and paint.
Well, that's perfect.
But it's a great time.
It sounds like my flats boat, to be quite honest.
We have fun. Yeah. We have fun at the club.
Well, that's one of the reasons I enjoy that club so much is it doesn't take... It's not fishing so serious. You can be a serious fisherman or just relax and want to go out and throw a line. And, you know, I love the one woman who just caught a sheephead a while back. She is so great. She was so excited she caught her sheephead. And every time I've been at a meeting, she comes up and, I caught this now. And she's just, I get such a kick out of those
people. And we do encourage the wives to participate, especially in the tournaments. A lot of them, like my wife, if nobody's going to go fishing with me, she'll go with me. But she's sure glad for the club because I've got all kinds of guys I can go fishing with.
What is it they say? You know, give a man a fish and you feed him, but teach a man to fish and he's gone for the weekend. You're rid of him for the weekend.
That's right. Yeah. Got him there. But it is good. Yeah. Now, people can find out more about us if they go online, our website at www.englewoodfishingclub.net.
Well, I'm going to bring that up, and when I get, I'll have it linked in here. Okay. So you're going to be able to click the icon right next to the show, and it'll take you right to their website. So, you know, you don't have to remember all that stuff. I'll have it right there for you. EnglewoodFishingClub.net. Okay, there we go. I got it there. So... Yeah, I believe this is the right one.
Yep.
And so what you're going to see right next to the show is a little icon of the Englewood Fishing Club. You click that, it'll take you right to their page so you can find out everything right there about them. So, yeah, I can actually do that stuff. You know, I'm old, but I'm still functional. You know? We've got... So you guys out, you know, made the big journey, got your visas, came all the way into Port Charlotte.
The thing is, we have a lot of Port Charlotte members that go our way now, right. too. So it works out good.
Yeah, because we don't, I know there's a fishing club here in Port Charlotte, but I don't know anything about them. Yeah. Can you imagine that?
Other than the people who come to Fishing Franklin at the pizza place.
Yeah, no, but that's my fishing club.
That's what I'm talking about.
I think there is an actual Port Charlotte fishing club that really doesn't have any contact with us. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, I'm not aware of it either.
Yeah, I'm not either, so I've heard of them. But
who's living down here?
John.
No.
Oh.
What's that?
We're talking about the other club, and one of the people that in the club lives down here.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure.
They come from all over.
But they're not as widely well known as we are.
there's actually a few fishing clubs around that I don't really know about, and I don't get it. I'm a great guy. What the heck? I don't understand it. You know, once you learn to put up with me, that is. You know, but anyway, I've just been working on getting some of this stuff up. So, what's going on, this is the beginning of August, we're in the fourth day of August. What's going on with you guys this month?
Well, August is one of our off months as far as the fishing tournament is concerned. We're going to actually have a speaker this month coming in Thursday. We'll be talking about kayak fishing, so that gives it another spectrum of, instead of out of the boat, you're waiting, it's a kayak.
So nothing like... You know, sitting in a big plastic bobber trying to catch fish.
That's right. Yeah. and hopefully the wind's calm.
Yeah, but you know, you get these people down here, and they're from up north, and they've kayak fished on lakes and stuff. Mm-hmm. And you tell them when you're going out, pick your tide and your wind. Always try and get the tide to go with you when you're going and with you when you're coming back. And find out what the tide's going to be. If you go on fishandfranks.com and then click the tide page, I have the tides for all those areas. But you always want the tide coming with you when you're coming home.
That's right.
Because I've been out and not thinking about it, paddled way over there. And then, okay, I said, all right, I'm about done for the day. And I look back, I'm going against the tide the whole way. I mean, it really was not a great day kayaking for me.
But, of course, even out in the boat, you like to know that the tides because you want flowing water.
So yeah, but my outboard really doesn't care
which
way
it's flowing. You're right. You're right.
My Yami just goes, whoop, okay, I don't care about you, tide. I'm just, gone.
That's right. So, but in September, we'll have another one of our derbies coming up. In October is one that's the one in we actually take a trip over to the East Coast to Sebastian Inlet State Park and have an event over there. So, and then in November we'll be back fishing here.
And you guys have like picnic on islands, and you guys have all kinds of
stuff. We go Don Pedro, we have a picnic in Don Pedro, we have another picnic at Lemon Bay Park. And one of the things we've done, Frank, at the derbies is we've targeted certain fish. We'll have like one derby, it'll be strictly trout, and that'll trump everything. So we fish trout, and if you don't catch any trout, then we have other fish. We'll do redfish, we'll do sheep's head in February, stuff like that. So we have target fish.
Well, speaking of that fishing, what's going on in Lemon Bay and around that area fishing-wise? You guys been out, or you been out in the Gulf at all?
I've been out, but I haven't caught any keepers, but I've caught some fish. But it's been hot, and you have to go fairly early, and then it gets too hot for fish and man.
Oh, I tell you, I try and tell people now, be there as soon as you can see, get on the water, and figure at noon you're going to try and wrap it up so you're back in the house by 2 o'clock before it gets dangerous in the sun.
Right.
Because 2 to 6 is actually dangerous in the sun.
You got multiple problems this time of the year. You got thunderstorms moving in the afternoons, all right? You've got the sun in there. Now, going out for red grouper and stuff like that, you're out in 80, 90 feet of water to get decent fish now. I don't know why this year you get some at 60 feet, but most of your fish are 80, 90 feet out there now.
Oh, yeah. The nice part about it is really pay attention to anything floating. I mean, because the mahi-mahi are out there right now. You see a lot of those. Mm-hmm. There's still some triple tail. You've got some big king mackerel. I mean, there's wahoo out there. There's a whole bunch of different fish that... It's pretty peculiar for them to be here this time of year, but we're seeing a lot of these fish that normally I wouldn't see for a month or two yet.
But I
think it's because Pensacola and up in the Panhandle, the water is so warm up there, it's not really any different than us.
Right, and they're here. And I was at Don Pedro the other day, and I was standing on the beach looking, and a great big cobia went by me. I had my pole in my hand, I cast at him, he ignored me completely. Typical cobia. But, I mean, you still see fish around. There are a lot there. It's just, like you say, better luck early.
Yeah, I think during the middle of the day. It's just tough no matter what you do.
That's right.
But that O-Dark 30 being out there, and I leave just as it's kind of coming up. But I go slow because never run on my GPS because you and somebody else will die.
Yeah.
Because two guys running on their GPS fast, boom, And it's happened a lot here over the last couple of years, a lot of boating accidents.
Yes,
so I start out idling, just kind of idle out. Once I've got good visibility, then I fire up, go where I'm going to go fishing. And really, it's about 10, 11 o'clock, and then it really starts slowing down. And I'm calling it quits at noon.
Yeah.
That way I can go back in, clean the boat, be in the house by 2 o'clock.
That's right.
That's what's nice about Stump Pass. I'm 1 mile, and I'm out in the Gulf.
Right.
Which works out very nice.
Oh, yeah. I'd say I wish I could afford to keep a boat out there. With all this ridiculous stuff I'm doing here, money's kind of at a premium
right now.
So,
yeah.
But hopefully we can get this set up in a regular thing. I did actually I bought this phone, and this one is a hardwire. This one is a Bluetooth to my new cell phone. And I actually went down and bought a cell phone specifically for radio fishing and doing my internet stuff, because my phone, I think these came out in 1980, you know, and
the old flip
it open. But I could use it, you know. Yeah. I have motor tremors, you know, with all the radiation and all the other problems I have. It's really hard for me to tap on those screens, you know, but the other one I can use. But I did buy this one, so we are going to be able to have two phone lines open here. I just got it, and I'm trying to get it figured out how to, so I know every time I go to do it that it'll actually work. Yeah. So we're going to be able to do this over the phone so you guys can be in Englewood and call the show in. That's going to be a little different. I haven't done too many phone ones, so we're looking forward to that.
Cappy's more the high-tech guy. I'm more like your end of it.
Well, the good thing is you should be able to just pick up the phone and do the show.
Yeah, punch a number.
Right. That's all these little machines and stuff here are the things I got to make sure that I'm good with before I can actually commit to that on a regular basis. Yeah. But anyway, anything else we should talk about today?
Other than the let's go fishing, and that's what we're here for. We're fishing club is around to help people any way we can, but we have some great captains that come there, and we have a good relationship within the community and with you and some of the docks around.
And I mean, there's other tackle stores you guys deal with, and I that's part of being the fishing club. Yeah. It's all good. I understand, and we've been able to accomplish the relationship we have, being that we're in like different time zones down here. You know?
Right.
I mean, I think we're doing pretty good. Well, I'm very happy with it. So anyway, the crowd loves you guys, Cappy and Jim, and we really appreciate you being here. And I guess we'll probably put a pin in this one and say, there it goes. Well, say goodbye, Cappy.
Frank, you know we appreciate everything you do for the club. You know we have a hyperlink from our website to you, so
I appreciate it. Well, you're going to be able to click the icon right next to this and it'll take you right to your website. And Jim, any last words?
The last word is we enjoy fishing, Frank. I always enjoy visiting him and coming here and having the captain. And we have a great program for everybody. Come and see us.
And I think that kind of sums it up. Fishing Frank in the chair here. Thanks for listening to Radio Fishing. And we hope to be able to bring you more and regular reports from the Englewood Fishing Club. And I guess we'll catch you on the next Radio Fishing, guys.